More and more people are hitting on the idea that we've been saying on this show for over a year. It's not enough to end mandates. It's not enough to oppose lockdowns. It's not enough to say that the shots were a mistake. It's time now for people to say it. The shots weren't rushed. They didn't have unexpected side effects. No, they had intended consequences. They were rushed out with pharma executives knowing that they were dangerous and deadly because they were given legal immunity by Congress and because they could make billions or even trillions of dollars. They were contracted to produce a bioweapon. A shot that could maim and incapacitate and handicap and kill. A shot that would cause women to be infertile, males to be sterile, and depopulate the planet. And they did it. The way to counteract this isn't to sue them for damages. No. The way that you attack this now is to seize the bioweapon in every city, in every county, in every state across the country, and attorneys general, governors, and sheriffs have the absolute authority to do this. Don't let them tell you otherwise. The way that you attack this is to prosecute them in criminal court or before a citizen's grand jury or military tribunal for fraud, for manslaughter, and yes, for murder. And then the way that you sentence them is with life in prison or feet dangling, neck snapping, put them on a gallows or in front of a firing squad. Karen Kingston has been making this case with us and can explain why Big Pharma's liability shield is a lot weaker than they want us to believe. And she joins us now. Karen, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Stu. Yeah, I mean, we're going on 2 years now since I first went on your show and said this can only poison, harm, and kill. And make no mistake, it's a bioweapon. And there's no law that protects any organization, any government, or any military from unleashing a bioweapon. And I'll get to the contracts. But, you know, the Geneva Convention, you know, from 1949, Chapter 9, Article 50 clearly states that any organization that willfully murders, tortures, or, you know, or provides inhumane treatment of a civilian population, and it says including the use of biological experiments, right, can be charged. Period.
Yeah. Let's just say this right up front.
Yeah.
I want to make no gray area here. This is black and white. Regardless of what the Fox News Channel or Bannon or Latipova or Malone or Kirsch or anybody, no matter what Kash Patel wants to say, no matter what anybody says, there is no criminal liability shield for those that unleashed this bioweapon. Period. End of story. No matter what these outlets or other people tell you, no, they do not. They are not immune from criminal liability for the bioweapon that they have unleashed.
That's correct. And people go, well, look at the contract. Well, look at Article 51 of the Geneva Convention. There is no higher power contracting or law that can absolve an organization or an individual from unleashing a bioweapon. So it's very clear. It's extremely clear. So it doesn't matter what the contracts say. And in fact, what the contracts do state are reasons we should go after Pfizer, are reasons we should go after Moderna, because it clearly states in the Pfizer contract, you're supposed to create a vaccine that's to protect against SARS-CoV-2 and its variants, period. Clearly states that Pfizer owns all of the technology that they created, including the stuff that was licensed from Moderna. And then in the Moderna patent, it clearly states under section H.8, protection of human subjects. So go after Moderna too. It says the contractor shall bear full responsibility for the performance of all work and services involving the use of human subjects under this contract and shall ensure that work is conducted in a proper manner and safely as feasible. They met on October 22nd, 2020. They listed out 24 consequences of their mRNA injections, myocarditis, pericarditis, swelling of the brain, and death. They did not make sure this was safe. They made sure it was going to cause disease, disabilities, and death.
Because that's what they were contracted to do. These were intended consequences. This was done with a forethought, intentionally and on purpose. And the reason that there's no threshold for death, the reason why they don't care about Damar Hamlin collapsing on the field and posting cryptic tweets about being a clone is because they are mocking us. Because they did exactly what they wanted to do, and we took it.
Yes, but I want to be clear to people, like, this was intentional. And I'm going to get to more evidence as to this was intentional, premeditated with Pfizer and BioNTech going back to 2018.
Yeah, you're damn right it was.
But the PSYOP is, well, because they have a contract with the government, they have immunity. That's simply false. That is absolutely false. Again, Geneva Convention, Chapter 9, Article 51. And also, oh, I'm sorry, the 14th Amendment. You know, no one can be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. We have the authority, Stu. We have the authority to go after Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, and all these manufacturers for murdering us. And then let them pull in the government and let the government explain what their position is. Because I don't believe that everyone in our government is evil. I don't believe that everyone in our military is evil. I simply refuse to believe that. I believe people were intimidated and coerced into going along with this plan with a few masterminds. And they were told, you're going to be fine. And my warning to you is that you just made a deal with the devil, and yeah, he's not going to honor his
This
word.
Is the same Look exact crap as Q. Done. Q ran the same operation. You're going to be fine. Don't worry about it. Sit on your hands. Wait back. Wait on Donald Trump. Right, you know, riding in on a white horse. Trust the plan. No. No, that's why we're in the situation that we are in now, because they chilled patriotism. They put it on ice. They inspired us to do absolutely nothing. They arrested people, and without due process, they put them in a gulag. There should be people there breaking them out of there. That's what should happen. And I don't know why any of these other people, I don't know, I can't speak to the hearts of Sasha Latipova or even Dr. Jane Ruby on this network, who says you can't hold these people accountable. That's a BS cope, and it's weak. And it's irresponsible, and it's killing people. We can absolutely hold them accountable, and I won't take my last breath, and I know that you won't either, until we realize that extreme accountability that is near.
Absolutely, and I love what you said in the Daily Beast, which, let's not overthink this. Both the virus, which isn't a virus, it's a nanoweapon technology, and the injections are bioweapons. Why? Because under 18 U.S.C. 175, any biological agent that does not prevent transmission, infection, or disease, wasn't done under bona fide research, by definition, emergency use authorization research is not bona fide research, meaning it's intended to deceive people. And it causes harm, that's a bioweapon. So whether you believe that in a SARS-CoV-2 virus, which, by the way, I don't, those were lipid nanoparticle bioweapon attacks, which I believe that's what happened to Diamond, by the way. I think she was poisoned, as her sister had said. Or it's the directly injecting the bioweapon into your circulation and into your body. Don't overthink it. It's a bioweapon. And the reason why it's so important to cite 18 USC is because that's criminal code. We want to get out of 21 USC, which is food and drugs. We're not talking about food and drugs. We're talking about weapons. We're talking about weapons of mass destruction. And I'm actually in Florida right now, boots on the ground, meeting with commissioners, meeting with sheriffs. And I got to tell you, Stu, people are tired of being told the lies, and they're tired of being told they have no power. They are waking up and realizing the power is in them. And they're done with the intimidation tactics. They're done with all this bogus, the federal government passed this law and that law saying there's nothing you can do and look at this contract. They're done. They're done.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of it is the moms.
The federal government is fake. It's a corporate government murderous crime syndicate is what it is. And the federal government, by all intents and purposes, is completely irrelevant. They are nothing but a mafia and a mob and a murderous, murderous cabal. And I'm not going to listen to anything that they say. We're coming after all of them. And there's a red line in the sand, a really definitive line in the sand. You either seize these shots, you're in on the accountability, or you are a traitor and you are equally as complicit as Tony Mengele Fauci, period. I won't stop. If you don't want to help, if you want to make up all the excuses in the world about why Pfizer or Moderna or Johnson & Johnson, Janssen, AstraZeneca, Gilead, Remdesivir, all these people are not to be held accountable, then get out of the way. Get out of the way. I'm also going to be meeting with attorneys general, 22 of them from across the country. And we're going to make this happen. Karen Kingston, I have 30 seconds left. Final words.
My final words are experts and attorneys, all of you that are telling the people they have no power, once we're done saving this country, you will be charged with extrinsic fraud and conspiracy to commit, bio-warfare on the American people. So cut it out.
Full house. Cut it out. Karen Kingston, thank you so much. God bless you, and be safe in Florida.
Thank you.
Every day, we learn more about how the so-called vaccine is wrecking healthy immune systems. But it's not just the jabbed who are at risk. Protect yourself from shedding its spike proteins. Boost your immune system with Dr. Jen Vandewater's Spike Recovery Formula, available at heroicdoctors.com. This formula inhibits spike viral effects, blood vessel blockages, and supports T-cell activity. Go to heroicdoctors.com and order it today.
Well, I did it again last night. A lot of you will probably call me a miracle worker. Please don't. I didn't do it on my own. I got a call from a good friend who caught the show yesterday and said, I heard you talking about this curable product that you delivered to a friend after having incapacitating pain after having shoulder replacement surgery. Yes, this person's been dealing with it for 2 years. Curable, you know, brought the pain from, you know, basically a 12 down to a zero, no more pain. I talked about myself doing it. He talked about having a spasming trapezius that has been putting him on his back, literally can't move for hours at a time every single day. So the pain is just unbearable. Drove over to him directly, gave him the curable, bang, zero pain, none. Now, it's been about 16 hours, and he reports still having no pain at all whatsoever. Curable.com, K-U-R-I-B-L, Curable.com, 20% off all the products when you go to Curable.com. All the hemp is sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. The CBD stuff is a miracle. You have to try it, whether it's Parkinson's or whether it's pain like my friend dealing with spasm and trapezius, muscles, joint pain, ligament pain, migraine, headaches, allergies, ADHD. You got a kid with ADHD? Try it. Curable.com, K-U-R-I-B-L, 20% off. Promo code STU at Curable.com.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. TrustFilterSuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California. We drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. FilterSuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.